There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two on a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. As my voice cracks, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. I've got a project for them. They don't know it yet, but I've got a project. Going to try to get Robin back on the show from there and talk about that later on this week. Check them out. One of the things that we're going to have to consider for those of you out there that, for those of you out there that have a self-defense plan, this is not going to be nearly as impactful because you fully understand the part about being your own first responder. But this war on the police, This has impact on those individuals that are cops beyond the police departments and me and you, you know. You get that, right? These police officers are married. They have children. They have families. Some of this stuff is probably having a lot of them or making a lot of them take a step back and say, especially the family part of it, they're probably out there saying, they're out to get my husband or son or brother or mother, and they're out to kill him. That's very hard on a family. It's already hard to be a police officer's wife or husband or son or daughter or father or mother. That's already tough. And now it's tougher. In Durham, North Carolina, of all places, they've had two incidents of police officers coming under fire. They've had one where a couple of guys attempted to ambush one. They've had another one who was in his apartment and somebody was taking pot shots at him. In Durham, everybody, all of the family members of police are on edge. Now, here's what's going to happen with this. This is going to be the unintended consequence of this. Okay? Now, already, we're seeing a stall in this, but I think that we'll see some level of sustaining it. One, because Al Sharpton is still out there. And two, because Barack Obama is still out there. And they actually got somewhere with this, they think. They actually got somewhere with this. And people reacted to this. People reacted to this. They reacted the way they were intended to react, as a matter of fact. The cops, very shortly, I mean, it's already happening in New York. The cops are going to quit responding. You're going to call 911, and you're not going to get, you'll get an answer on the phone, but it's going to be a while before you see a police officer. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? The citizens, the undecided citizens, in my case, okay, if I call the cops, it's because it's either something that I can't handle, like kids running up and down the road in cars doing 50 miles an hour in the residential area. I can't do anything about that. Or it's going to be something that I can do something about. Which in that case, all I'm calling them for is because that's a formality. when you have officers that are going to become afraid to respond to any minor call, look at that as a setup for a potential ambush. Or are they going to, you know, if they're just stopped for paperwork and some assassin sees an opportunity there, how are they going to be expected to perform their very base function? Simple reality of the matter is that they can't. Now, in New York right now, there are reports that crime is down, okay? And I place that fully on the fact that New York probably has a bunch of stupid laws. Now, I don't know about major crime, felonious crime. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's down. But as far as crime being down, don't read too much into that just yet. We need to see what kind of crime is down. The crime of selling loose cigarettes. Yes, it was a crime. Garner was committing a crime. But he was committing a crime that was designed, you know, by a bunch of people wanting to collect taxes on cigarettes. Doesn't make him an angel. That could happen to anybody. What if it had not been an Eric Garner with a long criminal history and that was morbidly obese, that his own body killed him? What if it had been just a homeless person who found $5? Well, you can't buy a pack of cigarettes in New York City for $5. He found $40 and he bought 3 packs of cigarettes. He saw a way to triple his money. That was his only crime. He just wanted to triple his money. What if it was him? The response times are going to increase. The fact that any criminals show up at all, or any cops show up at all, that's going to plummet. Oh, well. They're going to start coming in multi-vehicle teams. Now, we're already sitting out there saying, why do they have to show up in mass? Well, they're going to really show up in mass now in certain locales. In some cases, they may not come at all, especially if it's known that people are hostile to them there. And why should they? It's going to become, in certain areas, right now in Sweden, I think they have 55 no-go zones for law enforcement where they will not go. And the Islamic gangs are running the areas in those areas. On the off chance that cops do get in there and do get trapped, if they call for backup, they get nothing because they were told not to go there. You're on your own. This is the failure of civility. So if somebody's trying to steal the stereo out of your car, don't call the cops. Well, it depends on where you live. Okay, it really depends on where, you know. But before long, if this continues, this will spread, it'll get worse, and then all of us that are already our own first responders, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. It's those of you who are not that are going to have the issues. Now, I'm sure they will show up if somebody's being raped or murdered. As soon as they pull together a tactical team of enough people to provide a 360-degree perimeter to make sure the guy's actually doing the arrest and the law enforcement part of it have ample protection against outsiders coming in and ambushing them. That's what they're going to set up. It's going to go from being a law enforcement response to being a patrol wedge that breaks into a 360-degree perimeter. Your home may become your own private Alamo. So it's a good thing you've invested time and money in maintaining stuff like I have. We're the ones that are way ahead of the bell curve. We'll stay that way, too. And we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, and I'm about to describe to you, especially you ladies, the way that you can use G-Code to enhance your carry propositions. First of all, let me say this, and I've said this many times, and we're going to touch on this thing that has happened. Although the thing that has happened in Idaho has sort of highlighted something that, as tragic as it is, has sort of highlighted an issue that I do think needs to be looked at, especially by the ladies that are carrying guns. There are a lot of really good quality purses for carrying a gun, designed to carry a gun. However, there is one thing that I would like to see happen with purses designed to carry a gun. And since I don't own one, they may already have it, for all I know. One of the things about this Idaho incident that I have not heard, although I believe it to be this way, is that the gun was in the purse loose. One of the things that I've seen, and I believe it's called Upstate Tactical. There's some guys here that I know that they got a G-code holster, just the shell. They took off the RTI retention. They took off the paddle, just the shell of the holster itself, and then they went and bought some adhesive Velcro. And in a bag designed to carry a gun of body that has hook and loop in it already, you can take that holster, Velcro it in there. It's going to stay in place, and the trigger guard is covered, which is about as safe as you can make it off-body. So, first of all, any of you ladies out there that are carrying a gun in one of these purses, and I need to check on some of these people. Maybe they already have it, I don't know. But I'd like to check on some of these people and see if they already have weapon retention built into it, if they already have a holster built into it. And if you don't, then this is something that you can do. Something you could do. And for those of you that may have one of these purses and may be saying, well, you know, it doesn't have that. How do I add that to it? I found out something quite by accident the other day. I have this, my primary carry vest is by a company called Agilite, which is not, you know, it's not 5.11 Tactical. It's not Blackhawk. It's not ubiquitous. Only a handful of people actually carry the product. And I also have, in the same house, an Australian Shepherd puppy. And the Agilite vest, which is supposed to withstand combat for, you know, forever, well, the Australian Shepherd puppy got hold of it and completely destroyed one ammo pouch. And where in the world do you find most people that have the stuff to sew on tactical nylon? And I found out... Right down the road, there's a company that specializes in sewing for boats, canopies, the upholstery, all that other stuff. And I took them the vest. I got another pouch. I took them the vest. And they replaced the pouch like it looked like it was born that way. Slight difference in color. No big deal. So you're not just constrained... by what you've got. You can change that if you want to. If you've got a person that doesn't have Velcro in it, ladies, you can go to Hobby Lobby and get Velcro. You can get both. You can get both hook and loop. Take the hook part of it. If it's got a really good adhesive, that might work by itself. If it needs sewing, go look for a trim shop, an auto trim shop. Take it to them. Some of those guys will say, no, we don't do that. Some of them will say, sure, we'll do it. And then they'll do it. But you got to look a little bit. But, I mean, something like this, this is the ounce of prevention that if you just go a little bit beyond what is the norm, if you go out there a little bit beyond, you can actually make this system work for you. Having said all that, having said, let's put a hard shell holster on the gun, let's not have it loose in the purse, I still don't like off-body carry. I don't like off-body carry because if it's when you're carrying a gun off-body, you can't set that bag down. You can't forget that bag exists. You can't set it down and walk away from it. And if you got to keep it on you the whole time, with you over your shoulder, slung in a sling bag or whatever it is. Shit, isn't it just about as easy just to carry it on yourself and do away with the bag? Just something for you to look at. But ladies, you can go to websites like Guns and Curves and see what they say. Now, most of the tactical instructors that I've ever talked to that are female find some ingenious ways to carry a gun on their body, even if they're wearing a dress. I can't remember Gracie's last name, but I had this little wisp of a girl. And for all of the waifs out there, which, you know, there's a few, she had to wear a dress. She went into modeling, but she's a tactical instructor, and she carries a full-sized Springfield XD. So she figured out that even with a dress on, because of the way she carried her gun, that she needed a waistband. But dresses don't have waistbands. So she fashioned a way to take a waistband off of a pair of pants and wear it under the dress. Nobody knew she had it on. She could still conceal completely, somehow, this full-size Springfield XD. Ladies, have you got more ways to carry guns than we do, guys. Believe me. But the other thing is that you've got to engage your mind a little bit in it. Don't be worried about what is conventional. Be worried about what you can do. The belly band, that works good. That works pretty good, depending on the size of your gun. So you don't have to be constrained by what is the norm. You can make it up as you go, without a doubt. But if you can, please carry on body in proper holsters. Find a female shooting instructor who is aware of the same, she's got the same issues that you got, and she's figured out a way to overcome them. Let her help you overcome them. If I could tell you how to overcome them, I would. All I can really do, in all candor, is suggest that you go looking for that. Suggest you go looking for the female. Don't look for me. Don't look to me. Don't look to a male instructor. Go find a female instructor. They know how to carry the gear. The handgun is the best equalizer for you, but carrying it is part of the training. And carrying it has to be safe. It has to be safe. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the freeze-dry guys no bit casserole unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Is that one for us, Hand Cannon, or can I just move on? He'll tell me later. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical. They cost the same. They cost the same as anything out there. Check them out, like I said, at TacticalHolsters.com. Let's go to the phones. Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir.
How you doing today, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope. How about you? Monday, you know, just kicking off the week.
One day at a time. Ain't that the only thing we can do?
That's it.
Yeah, I'm calling, you know about the Burgerberg meeting, and most of your people listening to know about the Burgerberg group, all right? Now, I want to say something because I called the other day ago about chemtrails.
Right.
Now, Alcoa, A-L-C-O-A, Mills. Okay, Alcoa, it's an aluminum production company. They and Coca-Cola were at the meeting, okay? One of the ingredients that we know that they put in there is aluminum oxide, you know, aluminum. I just want to bring this to people's attention because as you notice, now when you go to the store, what's pushed in front of your face is the plastic bottles, no longer the cans. You're starting to see the cans kind of fade in the background. But my point to all this is it's because of the aluminum supply itself. And I just want to bring awareness to these people because they're murderers and killers, man. Do you know, Bill, do you know that dementias went up over 200% in just the last 5 years of my research and me doing it? And this is probably a low number. We can't got to understand the people that they probably misdiagnosed or don't get diagnosed with it. And now 20 and 30 and 40-year-old people are getting dementia. And what causes dementia? Do your research. Heavy metals, what they're spraying in the air. This brings alarm to me, Bill. It does. It brings alarm to my children, my grandchildren, you, your family members. I never gave nobody consent to spray any poisonous, toxic chemicals. I mean, by doing my research and digging deeper and deeper and deeper, I see the truth. And I'm upset, you know. I really am. I'm upset about it.
Well, I understand that. I understand
but I just
that.
Want, you know, wanted to bring, and I calling into a lot of different shows. I'm telling people the truth. Alcola, Coca-Cola, they're involved in it. You know, Coke has to probably back off on their aluminum intake, should we say, because it has to go to another place, the government. I really said, you know, people say, you shouldn't be talking about that. Well, you know what? Under national security reasons, okay, I you know, if it's to protect my country from some foreign invasion from another country, I'll shut, you know, but when it's me and my children and grandchildren that are doing it too, it ain't national security reasons no more. It's an act of war.
Well, one thing you should take heart in, Ben, okay? Now, 20 years ago, you and I would not have been talking about this at all, or maybe you just hear very little of it because of the way information was disseminated.
Right. And we didn't have access to the internet and your radio shows and stuff like that.
You know, right. So now, with at least where we are now, and I mean, you can look at things. Attitudes are beginning to shift on this. So I'm encouraged by that. Now and I'll tell you why I'm encouraged by that, because for the country, all right, it's really better for the country to understand and to become aware than it would for us to be thrown into some sort of armed conflict. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it avoided it at all costs, you know, live by a sword.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong either,
but when the time comes to push and shove or things to hit the fan, there's no more laws and rules will be in play. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there will be laws and rules. We'll reestablish them real quick.
Well, eventually.
Do you know how long it would probably take in an armed conflict in the United States? Do you know how quick it would be over with?
I think it would go on for a little bit.
I think it'd be over with in 8 days.
Well, it all depends on what we're looking at, too. You know, because the racialness that's going to be brought into this, that's what they're trying to do now, you know, is divide and conquer with the racial issues. I don't know, because...
Well, I mean, that's failing. I mean, there's more. For years, black America bought into the thing that gun control was a good idea. And for the first time in a very long time, now the majority of Americans believe having a gun is good for self-defense and good for your personal safety. And guess who pushed us over that tipping point?
True.
The squeaky wheel does get the grease, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you one thing that, I mean, one of the things I think about sometimes, let's say I find out where there's actually a Bilderberger meeting going on, I actually just sort of giggle about this. Wouldn't it be cool to show up with a bunch of my friends tacked up, just looking at them, walking into the middle of their meeting, interrupting their whatever they're doing, and just stand there going, we know.
Yeah, and hold a sign saying, I know you by your name. You know?
I know, and you know I know, except I'm telling you what I'm willing to do about it. What are you willing to do about what I'm willing to do about it?
Well, that's what you made a good point earlier in your show. You were talking, I don't remember exactly quote you on it, but talking about people protecting themselves. Oh, in the schools, you know, back in the days when you went to school, guns were in your back of your pickup truck, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, the police chief of Detroit, he told people to start arming themselves.
James Craig.
People breaking out. And what happened? What happened, Bill? People started breaking in people's houses, and they just started getting shot, man. And now, yeah, crime's gone down in Detroit. You know why? For the simple fact that good people are arming themselves now.
Well, I mean, that illustrates, see, it should be an occupational hazard if you're a home invader that you might get perforated when you invade.
Right.
And And getting out there, and I think they had like 8 self-defense shootings in Detroit in 10 days. And that's when crime began to drop, because all of a sudden people became aware, we don't have victims here, we have possible defenders, and we might get perforated. So that occupational safety hazard went to the, you know, dead center of their screen when they're thinking about how they're going to set up their day. And it had a chilling effect on crime. And
yeah, the police chief took a lot of slack from that, but you know what? It actually worked. People started defending their homes, started defending their rights, you know, and going to the store and not feeling in fear no more. Well, the bad guy's got a gun, so do I. You know, it worked. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, hey, but that, no, I don't hate to say it because it's fact. You know, I don't hate to say it. I don't apologize for nothing, you know, when we defend ourselves from people trying to do us harm, regardless, you know. And if we see it going on now with the racial divide. You know, trying to see, people don't understand the low income, not just African American, but low income community, social designed welfare. It's by design to keep you down.
Sure.
They'll give
sure.
you, give you, give you, but they'll take more. See, in Michigan, they just passed a law. If you're on public assistance, you got to take a dirty urine drop now. There you go. You know, and to me, that's unconstitutional. And people shouldn't have to go through that just because you're low income, you know. And but see, they give it and they'll take it away later down the road. And that's social design, by design, socialist communist design.
Well, I think we're seeing a sea change. As I'm getting ready to run out of time here, but I'm all for making people aware and helping disseminate the information. But I do have a plan B in place, and I'll leave you with that. Thanks for the call.
See, I got a plan B too, man.
There you go.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Have a good show today.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Bye. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting to, you know, make people aware, but you got to have plan B. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The numbers you get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. The Scorpion line, I think, is going to lead to really good things, but the Scorpion line by itself is already superb. Go check that out. Never seen a better way to carry your ammo around with you. I hear a lot of people that try to give what they think is sound legal advice on how to respond to a threat non-lethally. And some of these things are not bad ideas. They include displaying your firearm prior to firing, indicating that you're willing to shoot, screaming stop or I will shoot, or something similar prior to shooting. There's talk of warning shots and wounding shots. And there's a lot of instructors that might actually get out there and throw that at you in a reputable class aimed at civilians. And when I think about this kind of a tactic to adopt, while they do seem like good, sound legal advice that may help keep you out of jail, I discard them. I throw them aside. And there's a reason for that. That's because when you're put into a situation like that, you're in a stressful situation. And in a stressful situation, there's a lot of things that you're not really going to have time to do. You're not really going to have time or the luxury of considering these things. My time is focused on accurately identifying the threat, immediately getting set to be aggressive with that threat, and then reassessing the threat after I am ready to deal with the threat. And believe me, there's nothing non-lethal in that. There's a moment that's not non-lethal. And there's a whole lot of other things that go into those three items. You got to positively ID it. You need to be moving to cover. You need to make sure what you're getting ready to shoot. If your gun's up, you need to be on them. Same way you've trained to shoot the targets that you shoot, you need to be on them like that. You don't need to worry about saying, well, if I take out their shoulder, they won't be able to use their... No, don't worry about that. And none of my tactics involve anything non-lethal. And that's not because I'm ex-military or anything. It's just because I'm realistic. Because I... In a threat situation, when you start going into that adrenaline dump, when your amygdala comes into play, and this is, you know, that's the part of your brain that is making the decisions whether you're going to be eaten or be eating. There's not a lot of stuff that you're going to be able to cram into that as, and you know, collateral considerations. To get to that point, to get to the point to where you are only assessing the simpler you can keep it, okay, the scenario that you're dealing with and the way you deal with it, the better it's going to be. Because at the end of the day, it's not about staying out of jail or anything else. It's about surviving. Shooting while moving, while that is good training, and verbally communicating while shooting, while moving, is good training. At the same time, it's incredibly difficult. I know a lot of people in the chat room will type something to me, and because I can't type and be talking about the topic at the same time and have a different thought while I'm typing, I don't do it. Because that's difficult. I'm not even under stress. But if you think that kind of thing is easy, if you think shooting and moving and communicating is easy, which is the old linchpin of all infantry, shoot, move, and communicate, you've been watching too many movies. I've been in many classes where it was a very simple drill. You had two lines of barrels set up. The barrels represented cover. Two people would have to get on these barrels. One would have to, both in firing positions, one is designated the first one moving. So he'd have to let somebody know that he was ready, his partner. The partner would have to let him know that he's ready. Verbally, they have to be talking to themselves verbally. Invariably, on their way down, there will come a point where they're stalling, where they forget to communicate, and they're going to simply engage a target. Now, when your partner is moving, your engagement changes, because if you're shooting at one target while you both are undercover, you're going to have to shoot at two while he's moving. Keep two heads down. Now, if you really want to get real with it, have the target move while you're shooting and moving and communicate. Then, now you're getting somewhere. You are getting somewhere. Then if you really want to take it one more step further, and this is a force-on-force scenario I'm describing, and this is not something you should be doing with live firearms, airsoft, ammunition, something, laser tag. But if you really want to be serious about your training, engage a moving target that gets to shoot at you first. Even the very best shooters in the world would have difficulty with that kind of task. And they train constantly. It's not that they can't do it, but it's very difficult to do it. You're getting to the level now of an Olympic athlete at this point, being able to do that and deal with that on a constant basis. And it's hard for a reason. It's not just the fine motor skills that are necessary that are difficult, and they are. It's that in reality, you have to actually think while you're doing all of that. It's a little bit like being a drummer on a drum kit. A drummer has to take his four limbs, both feet, both hands. And this is if he's just a drummer. If he's singing too, then he has to think five different ways. And all four of his limbs have to operate autonomously, but in concert to blend with what the other three limbs are doing. All of this takes a lot of smarts and a lot of time. You have to identify appropriate cover. You have to choose an appropriate route to get to that cover. You have to choose to ignore that cover in some cases. And that takes more smarts, and that takes more time. The actual weapons manipulation, that's the easy part. Clearing the holster, getting it up, punching it out, getting a good sight picture. That eats up a little more time. Verbal communication takes a lot of smarts. You've got to be able to let people know what you're doing. You've got to be able to let people know where you're going. You've got to let people know that it's safe. You've got to let people know that you got it. And if you're not doing that, then you're missing something. You're missing something. So the reason that I don't concern myself with non-lethal options when I'm considering self-defense is because I'm already in a my cup runneth over circumstance. So the safest, sanest thing for you to do when you're training is not to consider those things. Now, for most people, when something like that happens, the first thing that's going to go out the window is going to be talking. They're not going to be able to talk. So getting out there and saying, stop or I will shoot, in the middle of the adrenaline dump, you've just pulled a weapon and you're pointing it at another human being. You think you're going to remember to do that? Keep it simple. Don't worry about the non-lethal steps. Most of us are not in a position to deal with non-lethal steps anyway. Just because you train to be lethal does not mean you have to go lethal. You don't have to go loud on them. 95% of the time, people with no training persevere in a gunfight. It's just that without shooting someone, let me add that. But my skill set, I'm not predicating the development of my skill set on statistics, because each one of these cases is an individual type case. There are no two that are alike. Keep that in mind. Forget about non-lethal. We'll do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.